presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower, back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airways, coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Before we join Hop and Tank in their newest mystery adventure, I'd like to take a minute or so to answer a question a lot of you have asked in your letters to Hop. The question is aviation a good career to follow? Well, the answer, of course, is yes. Aviation has a tremendous future throughout the world, and the men and women who stick with it are going to be well off. Of course, all of them aren't going to be pilots. Some will run flying schools, others will become mechanics. As for the girls, there's a career in aviation for them, too. Remember, aviation isn't only a man's field. Why, the majority of administrative and clerical positions are held by women. Girls have an opportunity to become flight control assistants, stewardesses, and passenger agents. Flying is fun, sure, but it's a big business, too. Take a fellow like Jean May, the famous test pilot. Gene isn't as young as the average test pilot. In fact, he's a lot older. At 42 years of age, he's going to fly the plane which the Douglas Aircraft Company believes will be the first ship to cross the sonic barrier. He's the man who's going to flight test the new Douglas D-558 Skystreak. The Skystreak, as you may know, is a Douglas-built Navy transonic research airplane, a ship Gene May hopes to fly at a speed faster than the speed of sound. Gene learned to fly 20 years ago in an old World War I Jenny, and now he's about to test the fastest airplane in the world. I'll tell you more about this new Douglas ship at the end of the program, so be sure to listen. And now to our story. It is early evening in Lakeville. At the airport, the sun has just dipped beneath the rim of the horizon, and the field is bathed in blue twilight shadows. All is quiet as daylight melts into darkness. In the living room of the house across the road from the field, Hop is seated at a desk, going over some accounts. Tank, with three generous portions of roast beef under his bulging belt, is fast asleep on the couch, dreaming undoubtedly of a fourth portion. Aunt Agatha's in the kitchen, washing the supper dishes. Suddenly the phone rings, and almost as suddenly, Tank awakens and sits bolt upright.
Okay, I'm coming. All I gotta do is wash my hands.
Hop turns from the desk and looks at Tank in puzzled amusement.
What did you say?
I gotta wash my hands.
What for?
Dinner bell. Can't you hear it ringing?
How do you like that? Just 15 minutes ago, you practically put away half a cow, and now you're hearing dinner bells. It's the telephone. Answer it.
Must have been dreaming.
Go on, answer it, Tank.
Never mind, I've got it.
There. See what you've done? Dragged Aunt Agatha in from the kitchen.
I got woke up too fast.
Who is this?
You got what?
Woke up.
Tank, hello? You don't only hello? Murder the King's English, you Thanks. Torture it before it dies. The word is awakened.
So what? Same difference.
Thanks, sakes alive. If it isn't one thing, it's another.
There's something wrong, Aunt Agatha?
Tank Tinker, take your feet off that couch. Crazy idiot.
Oh, me?
No, not you. The man on the phone.
Who was it?
Well, how should I know? I said hello, and he said... Merciful heavens! Now that I come to think of it, Hop, you'd better call the police. Call the sheriff. Oh, why do these things always happen to us?
Jumping jenny.
What things, Aunt Agatha? What happened?
That man on the phone.
Well, who was it?
Mercy sakes alive, don't keep asking me who was it. I told you I don't know.
Well, what did he say?
Yeah, he must have said something awful to get you all upset like this. You tell us and we'll knock his block off.
Oh, Tank Tinker, don't be a fool.
Well, gosh, all I'm trying
to do... Hold it, Tank. Are you going to tell us what happened, Aunt Agatha, or aren't you?
Of course I'm going to tell you. Merciful heavens.
All right, then. Let's have it.
Well, I lifted the receiver, and I said, hello? And then this voice, this peculiar man's voice, said...
What?
He said, beware the black hand.
Huh? Beware the black hand?
Yes. I said, I beg your pardon. And he repeated it. Beware the black hand.
And what else?
Well, that's all. I asked him who he was, and he laughed and hung up. Oh, it was a dirty, nasty laugh, Hop. You'd better call the police. Is the front door locked? Are all the windows
bolted? Take it easy, Aunt Agatha. I'm sure it's nothing.
Oh, of course not. Nothing's anything, so far as you're concerned. Unless someone's shooting at you or trying to wreck your airplane or heaven only knows what, you're not happy.
Oh, now, that's not quite true.
You don't know what it means to live peaceably like a normal human being. Always zooming and booming and booming and zooming. Oh, honestly, if I had my way, Hop Harrigan, I'd... Oh!
The telephone.
Oh, merciful heavens. It's that man again.
I'll tell him a thing or two.
Wait a minute, Tank. Let me take it.
Oh, I can handle him.
Let me take it. Hello.
Hello, Hop. Are you home?
Am I... Well, who's this, Gail?
Yes.
Well, of course I'm home. You're talking to me.
Well, I'm sorry, Hop. I'm all mixed up. What I meant to say is, are you going to be home for the rest of the evening?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
The only reason I'm asking is... Well, I thought I'd drive out.
Oh, swell. Come on.
All right. I'll be there in about 10 minutes.
Gail, is anything wrong?
I'll be there in 10 minutes, Hop. So long.
Gail, wait. She hung up.
She coming over?
Yes.
Is something wrong, Hop?
I don't know. She didn't act right. She sounded jittery.
Why? What'd she say?
Nothing. Just asked whether I was going to stay home and said she'd be over in 10 minutes.
Well, don't stand there wrinkling up your face like a prune. 10 minutes isn't a lifetime.
I wonder...
What do you wonder?
Nothing.
Come on. You got something bouncing around in your bean. I can tell by the look in your eyes.
Skip it.
Come on. Give
Skip
out.
Skip it, I said.
Oh, merciful heavens. I've got dishes to finish. I forgot all about them, and here it is almost 7:30. Oh, my. Make sure the light on the porch is lit, Tank.
Okay.
Boy, you sure are a prime A number one nitwit.
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
What'd I do now?
Don't you think Aunt Agatha was worried enough by that crazy phone call without making it worse?
What are you talking about? I didn't say boo.
No, you didn't say boo, but you tried hard to get me to say a lot more. Come on, give out. You got something bouncing around in your bean.
Oh, that.
Yes, that.
Well, you did have something bouncing around in your bean. I could tell.
I hope it's not the same thing that's bouncing around in yours.
All right. So I'm a dope. I always told you got the brains and I got the beef. What do you think we pulled out of so many tight spots without cashing in our chips? On account of we work good together. You do the thinking, I do the punching.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Okay. So what do you got bouncing around in your bean?
Just an idea.
Well?
It isn't worth talking about. Not yet, anyway. Go on, check the porch light.
It's on. I can see it from here. Why do you always have to hold back, Hop?
Tank, believe me, the idea isn't worth anything. When Gail gets here, she'll probably knock it into a cocked hat. Honestly, I'd tell you if it made sense, but I'm sure it doesn't.
Okay, forget it. The only thing...
Oh, that must be Gail.
If it is, that sure was a fast 10 minutes.
Let her in.
Okay.
That's the doorbell!
Yes, Aunt Agatha. Tank's answering it.
Hop, come here.
Huh? What's the matter?
Look, down there, in front of the door.
What is it?
A hand. A black hand.
For a long moment, Hop stares at the strange object lying on the threshold of the front door. Then he leans over to examine it more closely. Tank is right. It is a black hand. We'll return in a moment to continue this exciting episode and learn more about the black hand. So stand by. Okay, gang, here's the dope on how test pilot Gene May plans to fly the new Douglas D-558 Skystreak at a speed of 700 miles an hour. Now, this is top-drawer secret stuff, so listen closely. To begin with, Gene will spend a few days practicing taxi runs in the jet-powered, stub-winged experimental ship. Then he'll take it upstairs for a series of warm-up flights over the Douglas Aircraft Test Facility at Muroc Dry Lake, California. The warm-up flight should take a month or more. Finally, once Gene is satisfied with the ship's performance, he'll open her up wide and try to reach the phenomenal speed of 700 or more miles per hour in level flight. And if anyone can do it, Gene May can. As a Douglas test pilot for the past 6 years, he has put such famous planes as the A-20 Havoc, the A-26 Invader, the SBD Dauntless, the C-74 Globemaster, the AD-1 Sky Raider, and the new DC-6 Superliner through their paces. He's also tested two types of jet planes, the P-80 Shooting Star and the P-59 Aerocomet. Now, if you don't think that's a lot of flying, you're off the beam. And it's the kind of flying that requires nerve and stamina. Gene May, as I told you at the opening of the show, is now 42 years old, but he's in top physical condition. So if any of you are thinking of someday working as test pilots, watch yourselves. Make sure you get plenty of good, nourishing food, plenty of sleep, and enough exercise to keep you in trim. If you do, you'll make the grade, and there'll be a job waiting for you. Fellas and girls, our country needs you in the various jobs open in the field of aviation. Get set to take your place in the sky. And always remember, America needs flyers. And now, back to our story. A mysterious phone call from a man who warned Aunt Agatha to beware the Black Hand. An equally strange and mysterious call from Gail Nolan. And finally, the appearance of what looks like a Black Hand outside the door of their house has Hop and Tank strangely puzzled and not a little concerned. We join them now in the living room where they're examining the Black Hand, keeping their voices down so that Aunt Agatha in the kitchen will not hear them and become alarmed.
It's one of those plaster hands they use in store windows to display gloves. Someone painted it black.
What's it supposed to mean?
I don't know. The Mafia in Italy used a black hand to...
The
Mafia? Oh, wait a minute. No, she isn't, Aunt Agatha.
Who was at the door?
Nobody.
She won't fall for that.
Well, what do you mean, nobody?
What'd I tell you?
I heard that doorbell just...
Quick, then, hide this thing under the couch.
What do you mean nobody was there? Tank Tinker, what in heaven's name are you doing on the floor?
I dropped something.
Oh, there's the door again.
Oh, that must be Gail. I'll take it.
What did you drop, Tank?
Huh?
I said, what did you drop?
Nothing.
Now, you just told me you dropped something.
Oh, I made a mistake.
Hello, Aunt Agatha.
Hello, Gail.
Hello, Tank.
Hi.
Oh, honestly, I don't know what's gotten into these boys. They've got something up their sleeves.
Oh, what's the matter now?
What isn't the matter? Gail, are you in on this?
In on what, Aunt Agatha?
I don't know, but there's something. They don't look right. And come to think of it, neither do you. Oh, dear, ever since that man with the black hand called...
What did you say?
Oh, some idiotic fool called to warn me to beware of the black hand, whatever that is.
Good heavens.
Catch your heart, Gail.
It's all right. I'm all right.
Oh, here. Here, you better sit down. Get some water, Tank.
No, please. I'm all right now. Really, I am.
Now, look here, young lady. What sort of nonsense is this?
Well, I'm afraid that... It isn't nonsense, Aunt Agatha. I'm afraid we're all in trouble. Serious trouble.
Obviously shaken, her cheeks drained of color, and her eyes bright with a strange fear, Gail Nolan issues a solemn warning. What does she mean? Gang, don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode of this brand new mystery adventure when Gail tells Hop, Tank, and Aunt Agatha why she believes they're all in serious trouble. You'll want to hear every word of the mystery of the vanishing men. So tune in tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same mutual station.